Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the message today is from the gospel, is our Lord's instruction for us to be merciful, just as our Father in heaven is merciful. So I'd like to look at this gospel and consider it also with what we heard in the first reading from the prophet Daniel, and tie that in to the more recent private revelation of divine mercy that our Lord gave through Saint Faustina. In the first reading, Daniel makes a great acknowledgement of sin. And this is really the very first step in our making ourselves disposed to God's mercy. We have to, first and foremost, acknowledge our sin. And then, when we acknowledge our sin, we realize, having offended God, we need His forgiveness. We need mercy. And then, being needful of mercy, we can understand what our Lord is saying here, telling us to be merciful. If you need mercy, and He says that elsewhere, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. And the instruction to the wicked servant, or the parable of the wicked servant, he had been forgiven of his great debt and then wouldn't forgive his fellow servant, and he was severely punished. So God wants to give His mercy to us, but He wants us to give mercy to our brothers and sisters. And there's an element here that we can understand on a natural level of just justice. If you want to receive a certain treatment, you need to also give that treatment to others. That's the whole basis of the golden rule. And that's justice, and that's a virtue. Then there's mercy, which is our offenses against God really have no equality with the forgiveness we receive, because we, being finite creatures, offending an infinite God, have no way to make up for that. There's a certain element of infinity in our offense, and we, being finite, can't undo that. And that's why Christ came and laid down His life. Being a divine person, His sacrifice of self was then acceptable to God as canceling our debt. And so we receive that mercy. This then ties in, this whole issue of sin and the need for mercy, very much to our day and age. If you recall, just a few years ago, Pope Francis declared a year of mercy. And one thing I want to point out is that there was much talk about the concept of mercy and how it should be understood. And many people pointed out that mercy isn't just a free pass to sin, obviously. In fact, the reason we need a year of mercy is because of the great prevalence of sin. So anybody who may have misunderstood, mercy does not equal moral indifference. It doesn't mean we can do whatever and that's just fine because mercy will take care of it. That's called unrepentance. That's called hardness of heart. And that's exactly what we have to be on guard against, as we hear often during this season of Lent. So this offering of mercy is not in any way meant to imply that what we do doesn't really matter. And Pope St. John Paul II pointed that out, that the big problem of our day and age is that we've forgotten the sense of what sin is. We've denied that there is such a thing as sin. And we can't receive mercy unless we acknowledge the sin. And we can't receive that mercy unless we ourselves are prepared to practice that mercy with others, especially those who have hurt us in some way. And that's the so we often hold that resentment in our heart about the injury that's been done to us and don't realize that that is the opportunity then to capitalize, if I can use that word, and in some sense move God in our favor by exercising that mercy that we hope to receive from him toward that person or that situation that has hurt us. G.K. Chesterton answered the question of what is mercy by saying, "Mercy is loving the unlovable and pardoning the unpardonable." And so I just say, as I said before, you know, we should think about this connection between this urgent message of mercy given to the world through St. Faustina in the last century. Why is this so important, so urgent? Well, the more our Lord is bringing this to the fore, on the other side of the equation is this great evil that has grown and has become almost unsupportable, as our Lady has revealed in the message of Akita, for instance, saying that I can't much longer hold back the arm of justice. And our Lord himself told Faustina that this message of mercy had to do with preparing the world for his final coming. So brothers and sisters, in this age which denies sin and says that anything goes, total moral relativism, divine mercy stands as contrast and truth that, no, everything doesn't go, and that there will be a judgment, and it may be sooner than we can imagine. And I'm not trying to say that to scare anybody, but the divine mercy message has been approved by the Church. And St. Faustina is canonized. And so these words that we receive through the message that it's time that the world, that you give this message because it's meant to prepare the world for my final coming, another act of mercy from God to remind us, to warn us. And as I said a few weeks ago regarding the coronavirus, yes, it's an evil. Yes, we hope that it's contained and goes away quickly, but the fact that it's closer and closer to us is an opportunity to reflect on our own mortality and the need for mercy and dispose ourselves to that mercy by reconciling with everyone that we may have to reconcile with. And great healing then comes about through this. That's one of the big things I've recently come to understand in becoming somewhat involved, helping some individuals go through the 12-step program of AA, is there's the healing that comes through those working those steps has a lot to do with acknowledging faults, acknowledging also the injuries received from others, and then making amends, trying to reconcile with everyone, and also acknowledge the fault that we have in our wrong actions. And that frees a person who seeks consolation in alcohol or drugs, frees them to look at truth and live in the light of truth and be free of that addiction, and that can go for any kind of sin that we may be attached to. So brothers and sisters, let us hear our Lord, who wants mercy, who wants to give us his mercy, but wants us to be disposed to receive it by practicing mercy. And may the Blessed Mother Mary, Mother of Mercy, intercede for us. Praise be Jesus and Mary.